But right now.
Yeah, bro.
And I will tweet the links to these videos, by the way, as we go. But we are going to do a little bit of country music as in the interest of equal time, because I did a Morrissey segment. His new album came out this past Tuesday, World Peace is None of Your Business. And we played some selections from it last Saturday, to the dismay of many
of everybody other than us and Toby.
Yeah. And so now we want to make it up to you by playing some country music. And sorry.
These are the hits. These are chart toppers, right, David?
Yes, these are. I looked up the Billboard Top 10. And we're just going to just play some random selections. I've pulled four cuts from the top 10. Number 10 right now is Something Bad, Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood. Number 9 is Play It Again by Luke Bryan.
Always a chart topper. And always a subject of controversy on this segment.
And the first one that we're going to check in on is at number 8.
Who's this guy?
This is at least new to me. His name is Joe Nichols, and his tune is called Yeah.
That's it? Just yeah? Yeah.
Just yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool vid, bro.
It was just another night in a hayfield, till she climbed down off of them four wheels. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Soon as that sundress hit the headlights, every tailgate way out there was like, yeah.
Can you stop it?
Yeah.
We've already heard about fields and two truck references.
Four wheelers.
A tailgate.
And a hayfield.
A hayfield and a sundress.
Sundress.
That's all he's said to me so far. So he's hit the bullet points for a successful hit in Nashville.
Let's get to the hook.
I can't wait.
She started walking over to me.
No, she didn't.
Like she already knew me. She sat down right beside me and asked if I was here alone. And I
never
said,
happened.
Yeah.
No, that never happens.
Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, girl, how could
girl.
I say no?
He said girl.
Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking.
Alcohol.
Girl, you're calling the shots tonight.
Shots.
Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah, yeah.
Named his song Yeah.
She brought me.
All right, so that's Joe Nichols.
Then we have Yeah Truck.
Well, yeah Truck.
Yeah Truck.
There's a song called Yeah Truck.
Oh God. Okay, so then
I love Joe Nichols. He's my favorite now.
At number 7, there's I Don't Dance by Lee Bryce.
Never heard of him.
Nope. I guess it's been a long time on the chart for this one. At number 6, This Is How We Roll by Florida Georgia Line and Luke Bryan.
Oh, man.
We've detailed that months ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Number 5, Lady Antebellum with Bartender. And then our next selection is rising hot on the charts. At number 4, Jake Owen with Beachin'.
Beachin'. Just watching her blonde hair sunburn, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona. And it's
love it.
Sunshine. Blue eyes, tan lines, so tight, rolling, white sand, cocaine.
sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. That's amazing.
We got two for ones. We're at a margarita bar. Whatever happens, happens. And there's a reggae
Jake band Owen's pretty,
full of redheads just sitting in the corner laughing. But my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me.
He's changed his outfit like 10 times in this video.
A little. Don't worry, be happy. And it's sunshine.
Okay, so we're watching the video, and they're in Jamaica, right?
I don't know. I mean, they're supposed to be in Daytona Beach, but there's a Jamaican reggae band in the bar.
Well, and I love how they let him park his giant red pickup truck just right there on the coastline.
Right.
I mean, they got their towel out, drinking Coronas, and she's hotter than stew, and he's good looking, and he's rapping, and they're on their towel, and there's a giant, giant red truck just parked just
right.
Feet from
he's going to have to back it
the
up
shoreline.
High tide.
I know. Truck.
Oh, God. All right. At number three, let's check in on Dierks Bentley.
What? Wonder what he's been up to.
He is drunk on a plane.
Great. What are these videos, the beginning of them, look like how most porno movies start out?
Vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A.
First class, huh?
I'm getting drunk on a plane. I met the fella on the aisle, thought I was crazy. So I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles still in both our trays.
I'm getting paint story drunk right here.
Yeah.
Plane.
And I love how the video just goes exactly right along with everything he's describing, as if we couldn't figure it out on our own.
The pilot would turn on the fasten seatbelt sign.
There's no doubt.
There's no way you would just be partying in the aisle with a red Solo cup.
And you don't get to bring red Solo cups on an international flight.
Or do tequila shots.
It's like a scene from Airplane when they announce that they've run out of coffee. Remember?
And now the priest is getting wasted. Why not?
Seriously. Who listens to this?
Okay.
David, please look at me. Over here. Over here.
Yes.
Who listens to this? A lot more people.
Real Americans?
Than listen to us.
Oh, yeah.
About
a million.
Are we worse than this?
Yes, we are.
Really? Like, our quality of conversation and the things that we're talking about is worse than...
Yes.
Drunk on a plane.
Well, we just talked about dead people on a plane.
Oh, my God.
Being drunk on a plane is more fun. Number two is American Kids by Kenny Chesney and the all-timers. Florida Georgia Line are back at number one.
Those bastards are just printing money.
Oh my God, they are!
That's all they have to do.
They are the kings of country. They're going to sweep every freaking award show for the next 3 years, and this is their brand new number one. It's entitled Dirt.
Just dirt?
Just dirt.
Dirt.
You get your hands in it, plant your roots in it, dusty headlight dance with your boots.
That's like a cartoon accent.
It is. It's so fake.
Oh, she brought him lunch on his tractor.
Yeah.
Spin your tires on it. Build your cornfield whiskey bonfires on it.
Corn and whiskey.
You bet your life on it.
They covered each other in dirt and then started making out. happening. I don't know.
Dirt. Rosie and I had 5 children. One died at birth.
What? Oh, here's an interlude in the video.
Oh, good.
Tough times. Tough years. Did okay.
Oh, now she's buried in the dirt.
Really? Is she dead?
Taking a shovel to it. You stuck some crosses and some painted goalposts through it.
I'm going to find out where these idiots are at.
You know you came
officially from.
Someday you'll return to this house.
Oh, they are from Florida and Georgia.
I mean, it's about owning land and passing land down through the generations and having so many memories in that dirt, man.
Man, my granddaddy toiled that soil.
My granddaddy built that house with his own hands.
Now his granddaddy didn't, because they had slaves to do it. That's where I come from.
We played baseball over in that field, and then we post-game partied in high school in that field.
My first dog, Skippy's buried out there by that old maple tree.
I used to take the tractor and mow that field. From my daddy. So that's country music. That's Florida Georgia Line.
I got cousin hand relief under that willer.
Now you're Chan Gailey. All right, I'm gonna tweet out these links we've listened
don't,
to.
Don't nobody wants to.
We've listened.
Nobody wants to relive this.
We've listened to Joe Nichols, Jake Owen, Dierks Bentley, and the all timers Florida Georgia Line. That is country music for another week. We're sorry, and we're going to be even more sorry, because next is Hints.